Welcome back. You are here for counseling tips for pastors and ministry leaders. And we are taking a look at how to reframe and replace the negative thinking that we can all get stuck in. I hope that you listened to last week's episode where I shared 5 action steps around how to recognize the negative thought, refute it, challenge it, don't just assume that it's true, replace it, remind yourself of truth, and then rehearse, changing that pattern of negative thinking. But today we're going to dive a little deeper into that third part of it, which is replacing the negative thought. Because in my experience as a counselor, that's often where people get stuck. So I have 10 tips for you today. You will probably very likely not want to try all 10, but my goal is that 1 or 2 or 3 might really hit home for you and be helpful. So I'm excited to share these 10 tips with you from my experience as a counselor. And let me just pause there and introduce myself in case you are new to the podcast. My name is Jessica, and I am a licensed counselor and marriage and family therapist in South Carolina. And I'm the director at a nonprofit Christian counseling agency in South Carolina called I Hope Christian Care and Counseling. And we are sponsoring this podcast to equip pastors and ministry leaders with skills, resources, strategies around counseling related issues that pop up all the time in churches and ministries, and to encourage you and help you in the good, hard work that you are doing for God and for His people. And so today's conversation probably falls a little bit into both of those categories, some equipping and hopefully some encouraging. And if you would like to learn more about the I Hope Center, because we do offer counseling services throughout South Carolina, and we have a discount actually for full-time pastors, and we are a 501c3, and we rely on donations here in the state to keep our clients' fees low and help offset some of the costs that come with that. But you can learn more about us over at ihopeflorence.com. And let me jump in to these 10 tips for how to actually go about changing that thought process. Because even if you're following the tips we talked about last week, most likely the negative thinking that you're struggling with, it might be just a constant refrain of kind of grumbling in your head, jumping to the worst possible conclusion or assuming the worst about people or situations. It might be just overthinking. You can't stop thinking and it's all kind of this negative feel to it. We know that the Bible does not want us to be thinking that way. We're not going to dive into a ton of scriptures about that. We are going to focus today on Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, which tells us, I'm just going to go ahead and read it for us because you can never go wrong with a reminder of God's word. It tells us, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Grumbling in your head, getting caught in, I should have, negative thinking about yourself or someone else, those things are not noble and lovely. Now, might they be true on occasion that you messed something up or someone else did the wrong thing, that a sin has happened? Those things might be true, but we need to assess them. And, you know, I talked about that last time, refute it, challenge it, understand it. And we need to replace that negative thinking with something that is true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable. So we cannot discount the true part of that. We are not talking today about some like mumbo jumbo self-affirmation, you deserve good things, or just follow your heart. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about replacing negative thinking with positive, helpful, biblical, appropriate thinking that is in line with Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. So let me share 10 ideas here. And again, I mean, feel free to try all 10, but in my experience as a counselor, offering more ideas is helpful because then one or two might actually stick. It might click for your personality or your situation. Do not at all feel like I'm telling you you have to do these things if you want to change that negative thinking. So I'm just going to go down my list here, and these are not in any order where like one is better than number 10 or anything like that. But if you're working on replacing that negative thought with either you're reframing it to kind of add in something more positive, or you're just totally chucking it out the window because it is a lie from Satan and you are praying over it and laying it at the foot of the cross and working on changing that automatic thought that pops up to be more positive, holy, and helpful, it is going to be really helpful to write down in words, like don't just have this abstract thought in your head, write down that new thought. This is especially helpful if it's a common situation, like, oh, every time I see John, I don't feel good. I feel less than, I am comparing myself to him. I'm struggling. Okay. So what's the new thought that you want to focus on the next time you see John? That's obviously just an example. But to actually make it clear enough that you can write it down. And then, so that's kind of tip number one, is just write it down. Tip number two would be to write it down several different ways. Reword that thought. And I don't mean like 10 totally different, we're talking about the color purple and then over here we're talking about the color orange. I'm talking about something like, John is a really successful businessman and I am a pastor and those are different. That might be thought number one, like just kind of reality check. He's great at business and he does awesome at that. And I feel less than, but I don't need to because I have a totally different call from the Lord. Let's try rewording that again. John is living into the ministry gifts that God has given him. And I am living into the ministry gifts God has given me. He is helping people with their taxes or whatever. And I am sharing the gospel from the pulpit, exhorting the 100 people that are sitting in my church every Sunday. These are three different examples of the same basic thought, but if you're rewording it a few different ways, you're more likely to find some wording that's going to click for you. And then in the moment, when you run into John and he's got yet another new watch, you know, Rolex, whatever on his wrist, and you're thinking, oh, I'm not as good, or I'm struggling, or whatever that negative thought is, you're more likely to replace it in that moment because you've really thought through the revised, reframed, more true and helpful thought. I don't want to get too in the weeds with an example, but hopefully that's helpful. You need to be able to label this new replacement thought, write it down, and try rewording it a few different ways so you can really own it and understand it and connect with it. Here's another writing idea before we move on to a different, which is to write that new thought onto post-it notes and stick it around your house. Stick it on your fridge. Stick it on your mirror. Stick it on your car steering wheel. Stick it on your phone. Put it places where you're going to be reminded of it so that, again, it's going to get more and more and more stuck in your brain to slowly replace that negative thought that's probably very well stuck in your brain. And that doesn't happen overnight. You have a habit there. We need to kick that out of the way and replace it with this new thought. And so writing it down, sticking it all over your house, putting it in front of you, writing it on paper, putting it in your Bible, put it somewhere you're going to see it. Tip number four, find some Bible verses that speak to or highlight this new truth, this new thought that you're focusing on, and memorize those Bible verses. Write them down. Stick them on post-it notes all over your house. Fill yourself with the truth of God's word that's going to encourage you and motivate you in this particular area. Next tip here is find accountability and support. Tell your spouse or your colleague or your best friend, tell someone else, I'm struggling with this particular thought. I'm really working on replacing it with this new thought. can you check in with me about this? Can you use similar language the next time that we're grabbing coffee or we're talking together? Let people know so they can be praying for you. They can use that same language. They can encourage you and check in with you. Tip number, I don't have these numbered and maybe I should have. The next tip, set a reminder on your phone so it pops up at different points during your day to remind you of God's truth and this new thought that you're trying to replace that negative pattern of thinking with. It can pop up on your phone at 10:10 in the morning and 1:15 in the afternoon and 7:00 at night when who knows what you're doing. But it's going to be helpful to be reminded in the heat of the moment and at regular random times of the day of this new positive thought. Next tip, pray. Pray over that negative thought and ask the Lord to remind you, like kind of send that warning flag when you have that thought running through your head, and ask him to bring to mind this new thought to help you actually make this change. Next tip, do a daily review in the evenings before you go to bed and just kind of think back over the day to notice times when you did not have that new line of thinking. Maybe you got stuck in that old negative habit and pattern, and times when you were successful, you were able to recognize the negative thought and replace it with this new positive thought. Now, this is not about beating yourself up about failures or anything like that. This is about learning from what happened and taking that moment to review, oh gosh, I really struggled at that time, but it worked at this other time. And maybe you can figure out from that little quick review, why did it work at time B but not time A? What was different? What might you be able to do differently next time? I've got two more tips for you here. Tip number, I suppose it's 9, since I have 10 tips, do some journaling and just kind of writing through your thoughts, your feelings, your history, your background, scripture verses about the new thought. How did you come up with it? Why is it true? Why is it good? Why is it lovely? Why is it admirable? When is it going to be most helpful for you? How is that new thought going to help you love God better? How's it going to help you love your neighbor better? Love your wife better, your husband better, your kids better, do your work better. Just take time to really flesh that out. Journal through it or just think through it or pray through it. That can be really helpful. And the last tip here, since you've probably done one tip so far and written it down, maybe a post-it note, you know, wherever, but take a picture of it and make that the background on your phone or your computer. And maybe that's the scripture verse that you were working on memorizing instead of the actual thought. That's fine. But something that's going to just help you remember again and again and again throughout the day that negative, grumbling, unhelpful way of thinking, you need to notice it and stop it and replace it. And being reminded regularly of that new replacement thought or the scriptures that are supporting that, it's going to help you in the heat of the moment to notice and change directions and replace it. So I hope, friend, that some of those tips, maybe one or two, is going to hit home for you. If you want to see them written out, we do have all of these episodes in audio on all the podcast apps, in video on YouTube, and on the blog. So head over to ihopeflorence.com. You'll see them all written out as a nice reminder there. And again, we would love for you to subscribe to the show, leave a review or a comment there on YouTube, and copy the link for this episode and share it with a friend. I'm not going to bore you with the statistics. Just trust me, pretty much everyone struggles to one degree or another with negative thinking. And the Bible is full of exhortations from our Lord, exhortations, I should say, from our Lord to not get stuck in negative thinking, but to focus on the good and the blessings and the peace and the unity. And so if you think this would be helpful for a friend or a colleague, I would love for you to share this podcast episode with them. And I will just wrap up by reminding you that you're listening to Counseling Tips for Pastors and Ministry Leaders, which is a podcast hosted and sponsored by iHope Christian Care and Counseling. And you can learn more about iHope and our counseling services, make a donation, things like that, over at ihopeflorence.com. And until then, we'll be back next week.